Hello, everybody. Welcome to the High Schooler Podcast, where we talk about the world and a ton of different topics from the view of a high schooler. And today's topic is going to be design and social media in the modern in the modern life of a high schooler and the role it plays in what I do every day and what high schoolers in general do every day. I'm excited to get into this, and let's get right into the topic. So I myself am a designer, which you would know if you have watched episode 1 of this podcast, and I do a lot of different specialties of design, from graphic design to web design and app design, which is also called UI, user interface. And it plays a huge part in the digital realm. And I think that's just because companies, as they grow larger, the drive is towards customers. And the best way to get that, especially in this day and age with social media and the internet, and there's just like so many different platforms that you can use to get your designs out there to your customer. And the first thing your customer sees needs to be something that looks amazing. And if you look at massive companies like Apple or I guess it's mainly Apple right now, their whole idea, like their company, is based on design. Like Steve Jobs' philosophy was the aesthetic and the feel of a product is what matters the most. And that's being replicated by a lot of other companies, which includes Google with their new material design. And they were the ones who introduced that in order to get a more cohesive brand feel. And if you look at companies themselves, a lot of companies brand themselves as or they don't necessarily brand themselves, but their graphics are always expertly created and always up with the current trends in design. For example, Nike, their whole idea, like their whole brand image, is one that's like very modern, and they have a very cohesive brand image where if you go on their website or if you go on their Instagram, you're gonna get the same look wherever you go. And another example is Coca-Cola, right? They focus a lot on video advertisements, and in movie theaters, if you go to the movie theaters, you'll see that. They always have, their message that's Subway, Eat Fresh. I don't even remember right now. But all of their visuals, everything that they do is based around one central idea. And that's very important when targeting your audience. You want to have an idea of what they're looking for. And the new modern ideas are targeting, of course, the younger audiences who will be the main generation of the future and who will be the people who are buying their products. And a lot of smaller companies focus on this too. And if you look at like really, really large companies who aren't very focused on the lower spectrum of age in their target market, you'll see that they don't necessarily focus as much on design in their website and stuff and all the visuals that they have, compared to larger companies who are targeting this younger age group, which would be like millennials, people in their 20s to 30s. Their visuals always have to be on point, because that's of course what we expect. And social media exacerbates this too, creating an effect where everybody, like the whole point of social media is to look your best and to show the best that you have to everybody, right? And companies take a hold of this by only pushing visuals that of course matter the most. And for us, for high schoolers, of course, this has the effect of us seeing perfect visuals wherever we go, and exasperates the social media problem, which I think causes anxiety and depression and feelings of self-loathing, because all you see all day are perfect visuals. And this is not just by companies, this is by people as well, of course. You only post the best parts of your life on Instagram or Facebook, and you never post the worst parts of your life. And this is, I think, a problem. However, I think this does create a interesting dynamic, because I feel like we are in the Renaissance age of visuals. Like, everywhere you go, there's so much art being created daily. And this art is not necessarily just for rich people, too. I mean, everybody creates art. It's, like, something that's very commonplace. And even, like, in the Renaissance, right? like paintings were being created, the arts were flourishing. But I think now is really the day and age for the arts to be flourishing. And it's just present everywhere, because it doesn't even have to be a large project. Art projects don't have to take like years or months to create. It can be something that you do in a weekend or in like even a day. Like sometimes a lot of the graphics that I create can only take like a few hours. But art is being created on a regular basis just because it's so easy and it's so widely available. The tools to create it are so widely available. And I think this is an amazing thing and something that's special to our age. So that concludes episode 3 of the High Schooler Podcast. Thank you for watching. I want to keep this one a little bit shorter because normally they run like 15 minutes, but I think I was able to get all the information in that I wanted to in this podcast in this shorter amount of time. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out my other podcast and subscribe to my channel wherever you are watching podcasts, whether that means Apple or some other podcast streaming platform. Thank you for watching. I will see you on Wednesday.